Last name.
You guys Indian?
It's Andy.
Andy, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
With who?
With Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke briefly a few months back about some equipment and capital that we had you pre-approved for. You told me to check back in around August and see how you guys were doing.
Oh, yeah. You guys do, I need, like, a loan to get electricity put in, a new panel and stuff like that. You guys do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what was it you were looking to do?
We need to get, I haven't got the quotes on it yet. I'm still waiting for the quotes. But we're trying to get electricity coming in through the building. From the pole, like public service.
And okay.
And also, inside the building.
Okay, so you're looking to upgrade the electricity?
Yeah, upgrade electricity.
You know how much that's going to run you?
I think 50,
75,000. Okay. Have you looked into financing for that too, or just kind of shopping around?
Yeah, I'm shopping around for it.
So okay, where have you been looking for?
Other company. They're supposed to be sending me a proposal or how much, you know, interest and all that stuff is for.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't sent it yet. Should be next week.
Okay, it's taking them that long, really?
Well, I just told them just like yesterday.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got a really fast turnaround over here, so we can probably get you some answers a lot faster than that, too.
Some numbers and stuff like that?
Yeah, so you know what to shop for, at least. Who is that you're going through?
I don't have the company name in front of me.
Okay, so you don't even know the company name?
No, I don't even have the company name. They're supposed to email me, so.
No, that's fine. Just getting a little background on that. We do have a match or beat policy, too, so if they do get you some. A match or beat policy?
And what's that?
So, say they get you some terms and rates that you don't, you know, aren't too happy with, you can send that, just a copy of the contract over to us, and we can get you something that will, you know, match or beat that offer.
Okay.
Then, who's the vendor you were looking to, you know, get the electricity from?
XL?
Mm-hmm. Have you worked with them before?
No.
Okay, so first time?
Yep.
And then you said it was like 50 to 70K?
Yep.
They haven't given you a quote or anything yet?
Hell no, it took me 4 months to even. I've been calling them all week this week and no calls back.
Dang. It's dang.
It's a pain in the ass thing I'm going through right now.
So. Yeah, I mean, especially if you're, it doesn't sound too good. We'll be able to help you out with that, though. We, you know, like I just said, we have a really fast turnaround. We do approval within 24 and funding within 48. So, you know, just within 24, we can get you some numbers to actually work with. And then, you know, and then with the process, too, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily take the money. But, you know, just so that way you can have an idea of what you're shopping for.
Yeah.
Do you have a deadline for this?
No, I don't.
So you just kind of
after they said that after they give me the quote, I got 90 days to use that quote or it disappears.
Okay, and that
but when I go saying go ahead, I got to have the money to pay for it.
Right, and that was with XL, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'd be able to help you out with that. Are you the 100% owner for you guys?
No, my dad is Jerry.
Okay, so do you just help him out with, like, finances then?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
I run the business here, so he's kind of semi-retired, turning it over to me, so.
Right. No, I see how it is. Yeah, we'll just need a signature from him because he's the business owner. But you can fill out the rest of the stuff, and, you know, we can do business between us, and then if you want to just have him sign that. How long have you guys been in business for, too?
I'm sorry, what?
How long have you guys been in business for?
35 years.
And dad started the whole company and everything?
Yep.
Okay, nice. Did he start it as a startup or, I mean, buy it?
No, he started it up from the ground up.
Oh, nice. That's quite the accomplishment right there.
Yeah, it is. That's why he doesn't want me to
mess it up. Yeah, you gotta understand that though, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah, like his second baby, right? You got the real kid in the business. Well, we're actually out of San Diego, so kind of local. You guys are out in Denver, right?
Yep.
Okay, you guys having a good summer so far?
Yeah, I don't have that much time to chit-chat. Can you email me this stuff? I got to get some jobs out before UPS comes in, so.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's why I'm kind of not paying attention. I'm kind of reading some emails.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm just trying to get a little info on the business, so, you know, kind of filling out the app for you a little bit. Just one quick question for you, though. We actually base it off of sales. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year we did 400 something, and this year we're doing almost 500.
Okay, and then
we did about 100,000 more than last year. That's what I was told by my CPA. Okay.
Well, why is that? I mean, did you guys change something around, or just a better year?
Just getting more stuff in. We're getting more business in. Okay. And we could make more money if we had that freaking press running. See, we bought a press here.
Yeah.
We don't have the power to run it, so.
No, I see. I was just going to say that. So your return on that investment would be pretty big then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine.
I'll let you knocking at my doors asking me when the hell I'm going to get my press going.
Yeah, we can get that reel started. I mean, it's Thursday too, but if you got that package back to me maybe by the end of the day or tomorrow for sure, then we'd be able to get you some answers by Monday.
Okay, well, email me.
What's a good email for you?
Andy@actionlabelco.com.
Andy@actionlabelco.com. Co.com?
Correct.
Perfect. All right, so it's just the one-page app, and then it's going to be January to June bank statements, and then also the most recent tax return, so we can break down the ownership and the sales, because that is what we base it off of. But, yeah,
okay,
like I mentioned...
Put that information in there.
No, I'll shoot you a quick little email, and I'll attach the app, but the sooner I get that back, then we can get the ball rolling. But when can I expect this back from you?
I don't even know. I'm working all weekend. Maybe next week.
All right, if I don't see you by Monday, I'll give you
the call.
I'm working
freaking so many hours now, and to do all this stuff, it's crazy. So I'm trying
you're fine. I know you're busy.
Okay.
I know you're just trying to get that quick, but yeah, if I don't hear back on Monday, I'll give you another call.
Sounds good.
All right, Andy, have a good day.
Yep. All right, bye.
Bye.